Welcome to the Utah Women in Leadership Podcast. I'm Dr. Susan Madsen, the founding director of the Utah Women in Leadership Project at Utah State University, with the mission of strengthening the impact of Utah girls and women. Recently, the UWLP, the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity, and the Cox-Henderson Administration have worked together on an inspiring initiative to identify and highlight 100 Utah companies that do a great job of championing women. As part of this podcast, I'm highlighting many of these companies or organizations on their policies, programs, and initiatives that support families and advance women. Today, we are spotlighting Dominion Energy. Their mission is to deliver clean, reliable, and affordable energy. And I'm pleased to welcome Judd Cook, the Vice President and General Manager of Western Gas Operations, and Nancy Phillip, who is the Human Resource Manager with Dominion Energy. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Susan. We're happy to be here.
So, Judd, I'll have you start and just take a few minutes and introduce us to Dominion Energy. I think our listeners would like to learn more about what you do and a little bit more about your employees and so forth.
Sure. Most of us, like most of you, likely know us as the natural gas company here in the state of Utah. So we serve roughly 1.2 million customers here in the state of Utah. And we provide natural gas for home heating, water heating, cooking, for your fireplaces, backyard grills. We employ roughly 1,000 customers here in the state of Utah. And likely you've seen many of them driving around in trucks here in the state. Many of them have likely come up to your home, done service on your meter, things like that. We employ a great group of people here.
That's awesome. Nancy, would you like to add anything more there about Dominion Energy that our listeners would appreciate knowing more about?
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. I, of course, am most interested in how we can support our employees, and particularly women, as they work for a company that is traditionally very technical work and physically demanding work. And so seeing women come into this type of work and excel and develop and grow and take leadership positions and find very meaningful careers is a passion of mine. And Dominion embodies that in many ways. And hopefully we'll be able to get into some of those ways as we talk further.
Awesome. Thanks so much. So Nancy, I'll actually start with you on this one. When you submitted the application to be considered one of the 100 companies that champion women here in our state, you mentioned some of the family-friendly practices or policies that you've implemented at Dominion Energy. Give me a feel for some of those that you're particularly proud of.
You bet. The first thing I think I'm most proud of is our women's resource group, and that supports women in the workplace, helping them as they develop in their careers and they can network with other women and other leaders that will help them in their successful career path. We have a mentoring program as part of the women's resource group that helps women build relationships all across the business, get opportunities for learning different roles within the company and things like that. But we also have some very rich benefits, what I would consider benefits for both women and men, but particularly women who they will find themselves in different places in their lives. And we have paid programs so women can continue staying home with families if they have an adopted child or a newborn. We have a couple cool programs I particularly am proud of. One is a milkship program that allows women, if they're traveling or, you know, they're on business, they can ship their breast milk home or into a safe place while they're traveling. And we also have bump boxes. So for a newly placed child or a newborn child, Dominion sends a fun box to the family that has some newborn baby items in it, cute little outfits and some bottles and things like that. And not just for women who choose to have families during their career, but we also support, urgent care. We support time off, dependent care for spending time or needing to take care of family members, not just children, as well as extensive paid time off through family medical leave, sick leave, and parental leave.
That's an important thing to bring up, because oftentimes we do think of maternity leave or, you know, those kinds of things. But more and more people have responsibilities, and especially women, some men, but for other kinds of caregiving, for their parents and so forth as well. So Judd, let's have you jump in and you know, comment on anything that Nancy has said, but add anything else you would like us to know about the benefits or things that really focus on women's advancement.
Sure. And I think Nancy did a great job of touching on some of our major initiatives and talking about dependent care and things like that. I'll share with you a little example we had. I think the flexibility that we allow to our employees, both females and males in the workplace, is been a big benefit. We had one manager here who was at a time in her life when she had young children in the house. She was thinking about going back to get some further education. And she came to us and she said, you know, I'm thinking about doing this, but I'm just not going to be able to keep up with everything I need to do, both in the family, with her role within her own family, and with her education and with work. And she was a wonderful employee. We wanted to help her and certainly wanted to keep her here as part of our team. And so we adjusted her schedule, kept her full-time benefits, but adjusted her schedule back to a place where she could work a number of hours, whether it was 28 or 32 hours a week, and still accomplish everything she felt like she needed to do with her family and with her schooling and in her community, and still help us in the workforce. And I think that flexibility has made us a better company. We're better for it. We're able to retain great people because of it. And that's just one benefit that I might mention.
I love that. And that's tricky, especially for women that have kids, to work full time and have kids. But then many women are returning to get their educations, finish those degrees. As you may know, in Utah, we're the highest some college no degree. That's what I'm putting my fingers in quote marks here. And but more and more, we need to finish degrees. So I love that example. That's a great example. Nancy, any other programs that you would like to highlight? And then I have a couple questions, And then I have a couple questions about a few things that you said already.
One thing that I think would be helpful in supporting what Judd said was the tuition reimbursement program. You mentioned that we have a lot of women in this state who, or individuals in this state who may have some college but not graduated. And Dominion absolutely supports the continuing education of employees. And in our tuition reimbursement program, we want employees to go and get their degrees, get advanced degrees, continue their education in areas that are very beneficial to our company, like the women in the STEM fields, the engineering, science, technology, math fields, as well as many others. So wanted to highlight that program for Dominion.
I love that. And Judd, back to something you said, that flexibility with hours worked, cutting back when you need to. I'm sure she'll be at a point where she'll want to move forward again.
Which she has already, in fact.
Oh, really? So tell me a little bit more about work location flexibility. We all learned during the pandemic that we can do more there, but tell me a little bit more about that. It's hard to do flexibility in location with all your positions, I'm sure.
Well, it is. You know, many of our employees here in the state of Utah are out in the field. They're working, you know, in your home and in your neighborhood. So it's difficult to have a lot of flexibility there. But for those where it's possible, we allow a hybrid work schedule. So we try to work 3 days in the office and 2 days at home, which I think has provided a great deal of flexibility for a lot of people. Managers and supervisors are usually pretty good in letting the employees pick the days, which 3 days they're in the office, which 2 days they're at home. And it's been wonderful for our employees. And I'd further note that it's not just location flexibility, but we work a lot with hour flexibility. So, you know, we can adjust schedules if someone, a father or a mother, has responsibilities to get kids to school. They can maybe adjust their schedule and start at 8:30 or 9 o'clock instead of starting at, say, 7:30 or 7, like some of our field employees do. And I think that's been a great benefit to the folks that work here.
Thank you so much. That's so interesting. And I love, by the way, back to something one of you said earlier, I hadn't heard from another company about the shipping the milk back. And I'm sure that has to go really quick. But that's a unique benefit that I think is awesome. because we know from the research, of course, that is healthy, as very healthy for infants. So thank you so much for that. I want to go back to something Nancy said a little bit earlier. And you called it the Women's Resource Group, I think. A lot of companies, their ERGs or employee resource, or women's networks, everybody has different titles. But you mentioned something about mentoring. So is that just a mentoring program for all employees, or is there a specific focus on women for a piece of that mentoring?
It's a great question. I'm really glad you asked, because I personally dedicate time to this program. The program that's connected to our Women's Employee Resource Group is specifically for women being mentored by other women. And this year, I've been asked to mentor three women, completely different backgrounds, completely different education experiences and goals in their career. And so that time to spend with individuals, helping them see opportunities, connect them with individuals in the company that might give them interesting information about where they want to go in their career, or also helping them with some of the immediate business issues that they're challenged with, or ideas they have, brainstorming. That relationship, women supporting women, and particularly women in leadership helping others that want to get into leadership, I think can be a really important way for women to develop their careers in the path direction they want to go. And we just started that program this year.
Oh, good.
We'll see, fingers crossed, that we'll be able to continue seeing development and progress. We've been doing it informally, but we formalized the program. And I can't speak enough to those in our leadership that support Women's Resource Group, spending time, effort, and energy to move these kinds of programs forward within the company.
Well, that'll be really interesting if you've done it informally, to compare that informal with now more of a formal mentoring program and seeing the difference. And I'm sure, Nancy, you're probably tracking that, who's in this program and then try to track if they move forward in their careers and so forth. I love that. And then, Judd, I'll throw this one to you, and maybe Nancy would be the better, I don't know who, but I'll throw it to you to start. And that is, you mentioned in the application or in the nomination that you have a program called Caring for Children, a child care support. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, and Nancy may be the better person to answer this question. I know a little bit about it, but Nancy's our expert there. Nancy, do you mind taking that?
You bet. I mentioned several of our policies that help in childcare support, our dependent care our dependent care leave program, our parental paid leave program, which we actually just boosted from 3 weeks paid time off to 4 weeks paid time off, both for mothers and fathers of newborns and newly placed children. But the other program that I wanted to mention is this subsidized urgent care program, which the company pays if a parent or one of our employees finds themselves in urgent need for child care, even dependent care, or even elder care. Maybe they just need to take a break and they need emergent care. We have a service they can contact that will come in and take either in home, or you can take your children to a particular location, or dependent cares to a particular location, and they will be cared for while our employee just takes a breath. And it's a program I think I wish I would have had as a parent myself. So I'm really proud of the fact that we identify that sometimes you just need to take a break and you need to take that time to do it. And we support employees doing that.
I love that. And I think companies are warming up to that whole word of childcare a little bit more. But through the years, companies were so nervous, they wouldn't even talk because they think it's all or nothing. Like, you have to have an on-site childcare or nothing. But I love how creative you are, because everybody can't do an on-site childcare. But I love how you've taken pieces like the breastfeeding mother, milk And the other piece is that those are important too, that emergency childcare too. And that means you're supporting and doing something around childcare, even though it may not be full-time. Does that, Judd, any thoughts or responses to my comment?
Well, no, I absolutely agree with you. I think it's important as we move into the future that we have a lot of innovative solutions, because there isn't a one size fits all for every person and every family. We need a lot of options, a lot of programs to help our employees. And the more we offer them, the better we're going to do as a company.
Yeah. And I'm sure you do, they're not really satisfaction surveys, but needs, kind of needs, look at the needs and pay attention. Nancy, in your role, probably pay attention to what the needs are of your employees and listening to them. Any other, just a quick question, any other policies or benefits that you haven't, or you've just started, Nancy, you mentioned one already, or you're toying with, or just doing some research about that you wanted to share?
Sure. One of the policies that we already have in place that we haven't talked about much that I think is an important policy is our adoption fee policy. We help with adoptions. And having been adopted myself, I look at several of our employees who have started their families that way through adoptions, both male and female employees here at the company. And it really has been a life changer for them. It's a great thing that the company does. And I've seen several people take advantage of it. I think it's just wonderful.
That's great. And you brought something up that, or you, it made me think of something, that so many of these programs are great for women, and maybe women, because we as women take more of the emotional load, work in that, but they're so good for men too. I mean, they're really about families, right? So, and there's a lot of men that, especially our younger generation, that really are looking for those benefits as well. So Nancy, absolutely, you were going to jump in as well.
Yes, thank you. Things we're looking into, not fully formed yet, still doing some research, is around fertility and helping employees with the fertility assistance costs. They can be quite extensive. Yeah. And then just continuing to build out how a program would look if we had women in leadership types of programs, and how we can focus specifically on areas like that. Those things are still definitely being looked at, as how we would roll that, all of that out, and how effective it would be, and how do we make sure those are things are effective and used. But few things on the horizon. We always every year try to assess what benefits our employees might want or would be interested in seeing more. So we do continue to look at those kinds of things every year during benefits time.
I love that. And so my last question, Nancy, I'll have you start, and then we'll finish with Judd. What final advice would you give to other business owners or businesses based on your experience with what you've offered and how you're, the benefits you're giving to your employees?
That's a great question. My advice to other businesses would be to listen to your employees, listen to your female employees and what their needs are. Women want to be as successful in the workplace as anyone, but sometimes our life choices can really impact our progress, how much money we make, how long, our length of service and things like that. So it's important that businesses understand what do their employees need to remain successful? What do they need to grow in their career? And what do they need to support some of those life choices that benefit all of us as society? But we've got to make it workable so that women don't feel like they're losing their place when they make some of these life choices.
That's so important, especially with a talent shortage. But especially, on top of that, with the different expectations that employees have and just wanting to make a workplace, a good place where people want to be. Judd, any final advice you'd give out as well?
Well, I guess I'd just echo what Nancy had to say. Listen to your employees, hear their voices. You know, we recently just completed a survey. I guess it wasn't really a survey. We hired an outside contractor to come in and do some focus groups with women in our organization to find out what we're doing right, what we could do better, how we could help them be successful in their careers. And this Women's Leadership Institute came in and performed those focus groups for us. We had individual contributor type employees, those that are in the field or frontline engineers, things like that. And then we had a focus group of managers and supervisors. And we learned a lot about what we're doing well as a company. And there are some great things we're doing. And we learned some ways we could improve. And we're looking at actionable items right now to be able to make the workplace a better environment for women. You know, at Dominion, we've got a motto, actions speak louder. And, you know, we talk a lot about things we're going to do, but I think we're at a point where finally our actions are showing what we intend to do. And we have great programs for our employees, and we're really trying to make it a great workplace for women in the workspace.
Thanks to our guests, Judd Cook and Nancy Phillips from Dominion Energy. And thank you as listeners for taking the time to join us today on this podcast episode hosted by the Utah Women in Leadership Project at Utah State University in partnership with Utah Public Radio, USU Extension, and the John M. Huntsman School of Business. And a special thanks to Denise Call, our producer. To learn more about our research, resources, and events, please visit us at utwomen.org. And to learn more about other companies that champion women and the Inspire Utah initiative, visit inutah.org. Thank you.